Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus and his disciples were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." And they were overwhelmed with grief. When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax approached Peter and said, "Does not your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes," he said. When he came into the house, before he had time to speak, Jesus asked him, "What is your opinion, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take tolls or census tax? From their subjects or from foreigners?" When he said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "Then the subjects are exempt. But that we may not offend them, go to the sea, drop in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up. Open its mouth, and you will find a coin worth twice the temple tax. Give that to them, for me and for you." The Gospel of the Lord. And I find it kind of comforting that even 2,000 years ago, they were complaining that their taxes are too high. When it comes to taxes, it also reminds me of the time when they said to Jesus, brought him the coin and said, "Should we pay the taxes to the Romans or not?" And Jesus says, "Give me the coin. Whose inscription is it? Caesar. We'll give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Give to God what belongs to God." Which raises the question then, hearing these two things about taxes. What is it that exactly belongs to God? Give to God what belongs to God. And I say, it's not that complicated. It is us. What else does God want? He doesn't want your car. He doesn't want your home. He doesn't want it. What else does he want except us? So if we're what belongs to God, that's what we give to God. And everything else? Everything else. All of it belongs, however much value you want to put on it. It was like a slap in the face the day I realized that when I die, every single thing I own, only one of two things will happen to it. Either it'll belong to somebody else, or it'll go to the trash. And I looked around in my room and said, I got all these books that I love. Books and books and books. People are going to look at them and say, "Yeah, we don't know what to do with them. Trash." Any money I have goes to somebody else. What do you take with you? Nothing. Nothing, nothing. So, really puts perspective on what Jesus was talking about then when he said, be rich in what matters to God. Not as humans think of what wealth is. Be rich in what happens to God. And that means rich in ourselves, in our soul, in our character, in who we are. Because that's all God wants from us is us. That's why Jesus came to save us. Amen. All right, let's stand.